we're kicking off a new series called Milestones that's going to focus on major life events that we all face, things like getting married, buying a home, and retirement. Today's milestone is all about the high price of bringing up a baby. Lots of new parents rush out and get the crib and those cute little clothes, and too often they're not ready for the long-term financial responsibilities. Sam Grobart, senior editor of Money Magazine and expectant father, is here with some tips on creating a baby budget. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
Well, first of all, congratulations to you. This is
Thank you very much.
But
it is.
And it is, as it is for a lot of expectant parents. But there are a lot of things to consider. You have cribs and strollers and diapers and college, for crying out loud. How can one little bundle of joy cost so much money?
Well, when you factor in health care, education, food, clothing, shelter, the average amount that a parent is going to spend to raise their child from birth to 18 is about $200,000.
Wow.
And it can be a lot more.
Yeah. You've got these tips that you've come, and you're using them yourself, right?
I am.
You're not sucking the joy out of this pregnancy for her, are you?
I hope not.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. The first tip, you say, is to buy in bulk.
Yes. My wife and I had never been to a Costco before.
What?
It never really came up. We were just two adults.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden we've started to kind of check it out because we know that we're probably going to be spending a lot of time there.
Yeah.
The prices are a lot better for things like diapers and formula and other things. It's just amazingly much more cheaper.
You also say, and I can remember this with the first baby, you want to have the best thing. You want to have the newest and all the labels. And I remember telling my husband, we've got to have this type of stroller.
Right.
We really should be buying for the baby, not for us, isn't it? Because
exactly.
At some point, it's all about status.
Right. I mean, you know, there's a certain point when you're buying a good product and it costs a certain amount. And then after that, it's all about what you want and what, you know, you think is important. The baby is a baby. The baby's probably not going to really know the difference. So long as something is safe, you know, a good stroller can cost about maybe $200 at the top end.
Right.
But there are strollers that go to $1,000. And really, that's just like buying a little BMW for your kid or something.
Yeah. You say the other thing is you really need to figure out what your, say, monthly expenses will be. And to that end, you and your wife are sort of budgeting for baby. You're taking this month and tracking everything down to a pack of gum.
Absolutely. We walk around with little pieces of paper during the day. And this is a good idea for anybody to do if they want to get a sense of where their money is going.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a kid, all of those sort of good personal finance ideas really come into play. So I get a soda, I write it down. I take a cab somewhere, I write it down. Absolutely, because that's where you're going to start to see where some of your money is going. And you can say, I had no idea I was taking that many taxis or something.
Wow.
Or maybe I shouldn't be, you know, getting a soda every 2 hours and I should just get a bottle of water and refill it or things like that.
Think about where you think before you spend it.
Exactly.
Yeah. One of the places that a lot of people miscalculate is right out of the gate.
Yep.
You know, as soon as they leave the hospital, they're, you know, they perhaps don't have the right insurance or what have you, and they're paying more out of pocket than they ever thought they would.
Absolutely. I mean, the average parent winds up paying about $775 out of pocket when they go in for a birth. And the number can be as high as $2,000. So what you want to do is call your insurer before you go to the hospital and find out exactly what's going to be covered and exactly what you will have to pay for. There's probably not much you can do at this point to change that, but you at least can be prepared.
These are an awful lot of expenses. When a baby comes and all of a sudden things that maybe even you weren't planning for crop up, maybe an extra visit or two to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things you say also is that we should save, even if it's just a little bit, we need to save for what, retirement?
We should save for both college education for your child and retirement. If you can save $10 a week for your child's college education,
$40 a month.
Yep, about $500 a year.
Okay.
You put that into something like a 529 plan or a tax shelter that will, you know, grow without affecting your income tax. You'll have $30,000 by the time your kid's 18.
So you're saving for the college tuition, but if you have to choose, then choices.
If you're prioritizing, it sounds a little counterintuitive, but save for retirement. It's not to be cruel. It's just that there's a lot of financial options to pay for college. There are scholarships and financial aid. There are none of those things if you're trying to retire.
Okay, now here's the thing. You and I were just talking in the green room. These kids outgrow these clothes like this. You've got an idea to help us there.
Well, go used is one big idea.
Absolutely.
I mean, talk to your friends who have had children. Do a clothing swap. Get a circle of people together and do that. Go on eBay. Go to the discount stores. I mean, you don't have to spend a lot of money on really fancy newborn equipment. You can just get a T-shirt.
Sam Grobart, good luck.
Thank you very much.
With the impending delivery.